This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In the last few years, Republican-controlled state legislatures have intensified the use of what are known as preemption laws to block towns and cities from adopting measures favored by the left. States aren't merely overruling local laws, they've walled off whole new realms where local governments aren't allowed to govern at all. Opioid painkillers are prescribed far less often in the U.S. than a few years ago, showing that moves to limit their availability are having a positive effect, federal researchers said in an analysis. The Office of Government Ethics Director Walter Schraub says he plans to resign later this month, ending a tenure that in recent months was marked by frequent tangles with the Trump administration. A group of Hong Kong activists pleaded guilty to charges related to the city's large-scale pro-democracy protests in 2014, as the once burgeoning movement has waned under legal pressure from Beijing. Turkish police have detained 10 senior human rights workers, including the head of Amnesty International's Turkish chapter, and two Europeans during a training conference outside Istanbul, according to the head of the international organization. A Bronx immigration organization faces accusations that advertised fake national ID cards, saying that they would protect illegal immigrants from deportation. New York City Consumer Affairs Department said it charged the organization called a New Beginning for Immigrant Rights and its president with engaging in deceptive trade practices for marketing ID4ICE cards. A report issued by the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI indicate that hackers have been trying to penetrate the Wolf Creek nuclear facility in Kansas for the last several months. With only one-third of North Korea under satellite coverage by the U.S., efforts to put smaller satellites developed in Silicon Valley to count cars in Kmart parking lots and other commercial applications are being accelerated for launch in 2018. The smaller radar satellites can see in the dark and through overcast weather. Yet another Fox broadcaster has been suspended on sexual harassment charges, this time Charles Payne from Fox Business. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, a local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.